Once upon a time, there was a man who was rowing. Row, row, row my boat, rowing down the river. Row, row, row my boat, rowing down the river. And most days he would be rowing his boat. Most days he would be rowing his boat because he was a fisherman, you see, a fisherman. And he would row, row on the broad, quiet river, rowing and rowing from one place to another, to places where he knew he could find the good fish. And on this particular day, he was rowing just as on every other day he was rowing. He was row, row, row my boat gently down the river. Row, row, row my boat gently down the... What's that? He looked into the water. And what did he see? Something moving, something that was dark and large. Then it was gone. But it had been there. He'd seen it. Something dark and large going through the water just beneath his boat. And the boat rocked a little bit as the water moved in the wake of that large dark thing. He thought, what could that have been?
What is it?
Well, he carried on rowing. Row, row, row my boat gently down the river. Then he saw it again. He saw it again down in the water. That dark, large thing. And to his astonishment, he saw what it was. Do you know what it was? It was a shark.
Oh,
a shark. A shark that shouldn't be in the river. It should be in the sea. He thought, that's very strange. You can't have a shark in the river. And even though this river is large and wide and broad, it's a mile or two from the sea. That shark has no business being so far up the river. And so, do you know what he did? He rowed towards that shark. Row, row, row my boat gently down the river. And soon the shark turned, as if it noticed that it was being followed. Sharks don't much like being followed. They're used to being the ones that follow, not the ones that are chased. And so this shark turned back towards the boat, and the old man that was rowing towards it. And after a while, the fisherman took a mighty line, a strong line, the strongest that he had in his boat, and on the end of it there was a clamp and a hook, and he threw it in, whoosh, boom! He whipped it round the shark's tail, and he pulled it tight like a noose, so that he had that shark like you might have a fish. And he tied the rope to his boat, and then he rowed with his strong arms. Row, row, row my boat gently down the river. And the shark thrashed, and the shark thrashed. But the man was strong. He had strong arms, and he knew where he was going. He was pulling that shark back out to sea. He didn't mean it any harm. In fact, to be honest, he was trying to save it. Because it must have been mighty confused being up that river like that. No, he was going to pull it way out to sea and then let it free. Row, row, row my boat gently down the river. Until after he'd gone about 2 miles out to sea, That shark was calm. Maybe the shark realized that there was nothing to fight against because whatever it was that pulled him had taken him to a better place. And the man at that point, he pulled the shark in and managed to unleash the noose, and the shark wriggled free and swam. The old man, the fisherman, he just sat in his boat and he watched that shark. He watched that shark go, and just for a moment, he thought he saw one of the fins breaking the surface as if to say, thank you, thank you. As if the shark was waving and saying, thank you for what you did for me. And then it was gone. And then it was gone. And the fisherman, he turned around and he rowed back towards the harbour. He rowed back towards the harbour. And he didn't have any fish that day. But he had certainly a story that he could tell. And tell it he would. In the taverns, round his own kitchen table for guests. Tell it he would for years and years. Row.